Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The shooter who killed 10 black people in a Buffalo supermarket has been charged with federal hate crimes for a total of 26 counts of hate crimes and weapons violations. The Justice Department could seek extreme penalties, although the shooter has pleaded not guilty to the charges. He is being held without bail. For more on this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Ion Main, assistant professor at the University of Wisconsin Law School. Thanks for joining us to discuss this.
Good afternoon.
So is the suspect here eligible for the federal death penalty?
He is, yes. There's a number of provisions under the federal statutes, the 18 U.S.C. sections that provide for a death penalty. And the conditions here would support it as charged, which is a murder while using a firearm. And we don't hear about this a whole lot because usually states are the ones that predominantly take care of any kind of prosecution of a violent crime. But when there are situations like this that are of national importance, and certainly when they, like this, involve allegations of hate crime, the federal government can step in and provide an important piece of leverage for the state prosecution. Here, the potential of a death penalty prosecution on the federal side, which in New York would not be possible.
New York doesn't seek the death penalty?
Correct. It's not permitted. Prosecutors are unable to seek a death penalty in New York. And so in this situation, they can attempt to prosecute in a way that would result in a sentence of life without parole, without the chance of parole. But that would be the limitation from the point of view of the defendant. A federal prosecution could expose him to execution.
Professor Main, address this for me, because I get people asking me this, and I'm not a lawyer. I do explain it to the best of my knowledge, though. When you have a case like this where, for all practical purposes, the suspect is not objecting to the facts of the case, and his legal team still pleads not guilty, that is a matter of keeping his rights in play, correct?
Absolutely. It's really hard to hear, especially from the point of view of your victims, like the families of the victims. For example, hear this guy say not guilty when he was caught red-handed, right? But that is a matter of course, basically. It's very rare for that not to happen. It's from, in the legal community, it's almost viewed in exactly what you're saying, but as a matter of just procedural course. It's expected that the defendant at an early stage will say not guilty, because lots of things have to be worked out, and that includes whether or not there's room for a plea agreement. And if you say not guilty right away as a defendant, you lose any leverage as to that, correct? I mean, and so it's a way to it's part of our system that we make, in some respect, the defendant plead guilty or not guilty before the defendant has even seen the facts. Even though if they know the facts, as here, but generally it's a procedural moment that allows, after which that allows time for the defense attorney to get investigators out there, get more information about the case, and kind of see where the case is before determining whether or not defendant is going to plead guilty or then proceed to trial.
So if we assume this was a political act, and I'm just throwing these things out hypothetically, it's a political act and he does not want to plead out to this. What sort of defense can you mount against something where the facts seem to be against you?
I think he's, in this stage, is really limited. If you're a defense attorney, you're thinking about what strategy is best here. And as you're pointing out, there's a lot of, not only was he caught red-handed, but there's a lot of literature that he generated which shows his motivations and his intent to carry out this plan and his planning of this particular matter And so on that factual end, just in terms of the facts, there's no question the state has the facts to fulfill the and to get a sentence, a conviction as to those charges. But there's other issues at play. The only kind of defense here that would be possible is one based on mental defect. I don't see it at play here, but certainly the defense attorneys will probably be talking to experts as to that, as to the viability of that defense. Otherwise, it really becomes an issue of whether or not the defense attorneys can find a negotiation between state and federal prosecutors, which ensures that there will not be a federal prosecution as to the death penalty, which then provides leverage for the state prosecutors to say, all right, accept a plea to life in prison without parole. And from the defense attorney's point of view, maybe they save their client's life in that sense.
Professor Ian Main, thank you so much for helping us interpret this stuff, since we're not lawyers here and we could use the help. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That was Professor Ian Main. He is a professor of law, assistant professor at the University of Wisconsin Law School.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.